January 28, 1916. Pains and fears of Louisa. But the greatest pain of Jesus is his constrained love. I felt oppressed. I thought to myself, everything is over. State of victim, suffering, Jesus, everything. I add that my confessor was not well, therefore I probably would have to do without communion. I felt all the weight of the suspension of my state of victim by Jesus. I had received no order from the guide, neither in favor nor against it. I added to this also my affliction, as I remembered that on March of last year, when my confessor was not well, and finding myself in the same conditions, Jesus had told me that if I or the one who guides me had kept me in the state of victim, he would have saved Corrado. Therefore, new fears, that I might also be the cause of some great trouble in Corrado. But who can say all my apprehensions and bitternesses? They were so many that I felt petrified. Now, my blessed Jesus, having compassion, made himself seen in my interior. It seemed that he had his hand on his forehead, all afflicted. So much so that I didn't have the courage to call him. Almost whispering, I just said, "Jesus, Jesus." He looked at me, but, oh, how sad his gaze was. He told me, "My daughter, how much I suffer. If you knew the pains of the one who loves you, you would do nothing other than cry. I suffer also for you, because not coming very often, my love is constrained and I cannot pour myself out. And in seeing that you too cannot pour yourself out because you do not see me, in seeing you suffering, I suffer even more. Ah, my daughter, constrained love is the greatest bitterness, which tortures a poor heart the most. If you remain quiet while suffering, I don't suffer so much. But if you trouble yourself and worry in your suffering, I fidget and become delirious, and I am forced to come to pour myself out and to let you pour yourself out, since my pains and yours are sisters. Furthermore, your state of victim is not over. My works are eternal and I do not suspend them without a just reason. I do not let them end. Moreover, I look at things in the will. So, you are just as you used to be, because your will has not changed. And if you don't have sufferings, you are not the one who is harmed. Rather, creatures do not receive the effects of your pains, that is, to be spared from chastisements. It happens as to the creatures who occupy public offices or government roles for a given time. When they retire, they receive a life salary, even if they no longer occupy those places. Should I be outdone by the creatures? Ah, no. If rulers and administrators give a life pension, I give them for eternity. Therefore, you must not be concerned for the pauses I make. And then, why do you fear? Did you forget how much I have loved you? The one who guides you will be prudent in your regard, knowing how things are, and knowing that they are in my will. And I will have a regard for Corrado. As far as you are concerned, whatever might happen, I will hold you tightly in my arms.